PuffloRadio.com.
Yeah.
PuffloRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live pro in the audio.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
All right. So, okay. I'm speaking with Michelle, the area, Copley area, Ohio, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did we go to school together?
Yes, we went to high school together, but I was a freshman and you were a senior.
What? So I'm older than you? That's crazy. Okay, that's great. That works. That was so funny. I was a senior then, huh? Ooh, wait. Wow. That seems like so long ago. But anyhow, Michelle, we met on Facebook, we were friends on Facebook, and I happened to notice that you have an organization, a group that you are promoting right now and also helping to build, and it's called Mind, Body, and Soul, you said?
Yes, that's right. Mind, Body, Soul, Survivor.
Mind, Body, Soul, Survivor.
It's for women and men that have had the experience of rape. And it's basically like set up like Alcoholics Anonymous. People are helping other people that go through the trauma with their own, you know, tools that they've learned.
Definitely. Now, how long have you guys been working on this project?
Well, I helped set up a international group, Mind, Body, Soul, Survivor, on Facebook, and it's the original one. It's people all around the world who are on the site, from Australia to Britain to over here in the U.S., and we've been working on that for about a year, and then I decided to make a group in my hometown because I felt like I could reach out to more people in a more sustainable way, and then being a million miles away and trying to help somebody through Skype.
So. Yeah, I can understand that. Let's see, I wanted to ask you a couple questions. I want to ask you how people would find you on the internet.
Well,
like, where would they go? Like, I mean, specifically.
Well, you go to Facebook and look up Mind, Body, Soul, Survivor, Rape, Akron. And you just type in those keywords and you'll find our group.
Okay. And this is a very personal subject, of course. I'm sure a lot of people have been in a situation where they felt either close to this, or they were actually in a situation where they were being taken advantage of, like directly, like the words and the keywords you mentioned. But what made you get started with this particular venture? Like, was it just your friend, or what's going on?
Well, I'm a survivor since 2003, and I've been kind of working on myself to make sure I'm healthy, and it took me a while. It took me about 6 years before I could actually say it wasn't affecting me in a really horribly negative way. And
okay.
I felt as though the best friends that I had that helped me were the ones that went through it. And sick and everything, but it's a whole network of people that help a survivor actually live.
Yeah.
Doctors, friends, mind, body, and soul.
Cool. Now, I'm sure you mentioned earlier about having men involved as well, and they are victims as well. Do you find that Is it balanced, or do you think that more women are infected than men from what you've seen so far?
Well, you know, I believe men have more of a stigma, but and it's harder for them to talk about it. We actually have no men in the group right now. Right now, I do have an admin who's male, but he lives in India. He's been working with me for about 2 years now, and in the short time that we've had this together, no men have come forth.
Okay. Well, is that something that you would like to see, though?
Yes, I hope that we get a group base and strong enough that men can have their own groups if they'd want, and we can have support systems for everyone, not just, you know, females, which...
Stereotypes, yeah.
Which one out of every four women had been raped. Now, I don't know the statistic of men, but I'm sure they're more closed-mouthed about it than women.
I can understand that.
And the sad part is that 11% of rape cases are actually prosecuted. I heard the statistic not too long ago. That's it.
Yeah.
It's very hard to prove, and it's a horrible thing to go through, and then the court process is awful too, and I just, with my group, want to reach out a hand, you know.
Yeah, I understand that totally. So with the group that you have in town, I mean, we talked earlier, a month ago or so, but, you know, we discussed that you would be meeting. Have you guys had your first meeting yet?
Yes, we had our first meeting. We just had a handful of people, but it went well, and we're scheduling our next meeting at Miss Julie's Kitchen on the 26th at 3 o'clock.
Where's Miss Julie's Kitchen at?
1809 South Main Street.
Oh, that's right downtown.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
It's a cute little kitchen, and she's opened up her doors for us to go in there free and have our meetings.
That's awesome.
So she will be serving food.
You know, you went through probably a stage of different feelings and emotions, but eventually you came out to where you wanted to be able to talk about this and help other people. And how did you gain that inspiration and motivation to be able to do that?
Well, I've got a soldier mentality, I believe. I was in the National Guard for 6 years, and
okay.
I never wanted to surrender. And even though at one time I was agoraphobic, I couldn't. That means I can go out of my household. I fought against it, and I did things that scared me, but. It made me grow as a person, and made me definitely stronger. Even though honestly, I didn't want the strength, but our human spirit's very strong, and with the right support system, and with the right mentality, you know, we're all survivors. And I don't say victim so much as survivors, because that brings the power back to us.
So you had people that were there for you when you went through the particular incident?
Yes, I had a great friend, Julie. She helped me out late nights, and I'll offer this, you know, if somebody really needs it, to call me at any time. You know, if I can pick up, I will. And it's giving back, because, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, I was calling her going, oh gosh. And she's like, no, just keep looking forward, you know?
Yeah.
And in time, it was, I was able to do that for myself, and hopefully do that for someone else.
Definitely. I want to ask you, if you don't mind me asking, what kind of emotions did you feel? You know, just to anybody listening that may have went through a similar situation, maybe they want to relate. I just want to know some emotions that this, how it affected you, you know, like, go ahead.
Main emotion, I'd have to say, is anger. Anger was the toughest emotion to get rid of. I actually went out and tried to go to a dark alley kind of place just to see if anybody would try to attack me, just so I could beat them up. I didn't care that, you know, I'm a woman and, well, I'm also was in the guard, but it was so much anger that I really wanted some reason to hurt somebody, and that was the sickness talking. And I know so many out there, you know, may lash out on their kid or even on their dog or on a friend and not know why, because they're hurting so bad and there's so much anger that goes through their head. And, you know, it's to work through it. It takes time.
Yeah.
It takes time.
Definitely.
But it takes a lot of knowing that you're not crazy. You're not alone, you know.
Totally. So, like, one of the main things that helps you cope was that realizing that this is not just you. You're, like you say, you're not alone. There are other people out here that are experiencing the same thing.
And that you can survive this. You can. You can live a happy, normal life. Right now, I feel great and confident, and I know that this was just a bump in the road now. But before, it was so hard to see past what I went through. And and we all can make it. We all can make it. We have that in us.
I want to ask you advice that you would give to individuals that maybe... I want to ask three things, actually. I want to ask advice for individuals that have not went through that and that may need information to avoid those kind of situations. Not saying that you can't avoid it, but... just advice that you would give to people that have not been through it, women.
Well, I believe that if a man has it in his, or a woman, I believe that there's both attackers, has it in their mind that they will take advantage of someone and rape them. It probably will happen, but some things you can, you know, avoid is, you know, over drinking, you know, keeping your senses about you helps.
Yeah, I understand.
But it's never a reason for anyone to hurt you.
So what advice would you give to people that have been through it?
To avoid it again, or to, well, I say that you need to reach out to people and attack your fears. You can't be, you know, afraid anymore. The shame needs to be lifted because it wasn't their fault. It wasn't your fault. You know, it was all on the attacker.
Yeah.
And there should be no shame. If every woman in the world, along with every man in the world that has been raped, scream at one time, I believe that we would be amazed how loud it is.
Yeah, I tell you. Definitely. I can understand you saying basically the people that have gone through it need to go ahead and face it. Don't be afraid to deal with the emotions and have a goal to get over it. You got to have a goal to get over it. I want to ask you, what advice would you have to the men or women that are committing the actual act of rape? Maybe they're committed that sin.
It's all too common, and they need to have a support system made of doctors, friends. They're strong enough, but
yeah.
It's the same tactic as I would tell a woman is, you know, it's, you have to have that support system,
yep.
You know, even medication for a short period of time to make your brain yeah. pliable enough for counseling.
Yeah.
You know, that helps, you know, and,
yeah.
you know, I could even go on about medications that would, that might help more than, yeah. you know, some, but I just yeah. know that it's a work in progress, and
yeah.
the anger is the main emotion that
yeah.
people have to get through.
So if out of everything that you want people to know about this particular group, Mind, Body, Soul Survivors, what do you want them to take home from this particular interview in case they missed anything?
You're not alone. So many people have gone through this, and you're not unpure. You're a pure, beautiful person and deserves to be happy. Deserves to get through this, and hopefully with our help, and hopefully from hearing some of the tips tonight, they can bring home that they need that support system, whether it be on Facebook or whether it be on face-to-face. Somebody has to be there to help you. It's not a one-person effort.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music, featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know.
Spread the word.
It's Pro Flow Radio.